Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't get it. Podcast. Hey guys, welcome to a very special edition of the I Don't Get It podcast. Before you continue listening, I want to say you should save this listen for a time that would normally be a happy hour. Maybe you're pouring yourself a glass of wine, because this, ladies and a few gentlemen, is the I Don't Get It unhappy hour, featuring Lizzie Sharkey, aka Feminist Liz.
Feminist Rant Liz.
That's the best title I could ever hope for. I've already started drinking. Sorry, everyone. But literally, I hope you all have a glass of wine. Straight alcohol, beer,
a gauntlet of beer,
rubbing alcohol, whatever you need to get through the days anymore. But grab a glass, because this will be a lot funnier. So I just want to say shout out to the girls, the gays, and the theys. I love you.
So Lizzie's had a little bit of a rough year, but
let's just start off hot.
The comedy has really been pouring out of her pores, okay? She has, I'm telling you, like, I'll take her to dinner with other friends, and she's like the marvelous Mrs. Maisel on stage. Like, she is so self-deprecating, and she makes the most incredibly witty pop culture statements that you usually only get from, I'm like a very smart gay man, but she's just boom, boom, boom.
That is truly the best compliment I could ever get, is that I'm the equivalent of a truly smart gay man. I mean,
they're,
I love
so
that.
Quick and so witty, you know?
I love that journey for me. I think it's been because I've been going to the dog park so often with my tiny little dog that is, just so all of you know, I got a dog during quarantine, thought it, and this was when I couldn't even get a dog that was a, three-legged Bichon Frise from a company I will not name.
You were trying to get a three-legged?
That's the only thing that was available. I was trying to foster this dog, and they were like, we don't think you're a fit. I was like, for a senior citizen three-legged Bichon?
Do you know my lifestyle?
I was like, excuse me, that is perfect for me. So then I went on Craigslist, naturally, and they were advertising a Shih Tzu poodle, and I was like, absolutely. So I went to a McDonald's parking lot, and I bought my dog in the McDonald's parking lot.
Then a couple all weeks good transactions go by. Happen.
Exactly. A couple weeks go by, and all of a sudden her ears start getting real pointy. I did a DNA test. She is 100% that bitch for sure, but also 100% not Shih Tzu poodle. She has zero Shih Tzu.
Chihuahua.
Literally 72% Chihuahua. So that's just like the equivalent of my ear, if you could just like put it into terms.
So my I Don't Get It this week goes right off of that. This week, Lady Gaga's dogs got stolen, and Lizzie thought this was a really like harsh way of starting off our light and fluffy podcast. But she's not the only dog. She's not the only dog mom who's had their dog stolen this year. There's an Instagram account. Her name is Find Chloe. It was the same kind of bulldog that was stolen again at gunpoint in San Francisco. If you guys want to, you know, help out a nice dog mom, go follow her and see what you can do, especially if you live in the San Francisco area. However, this led to a question that Jared and I have really been pondering over the past couple days. So Lady Gaga has a reward of $500,000 for these doggies to come back and to find who stole, right? And Jared and I started thinking, at what price would we sell Lois to somebody? Like, what is Lois worth to us?
Apparently, to me, it's like about like between $500 and $800. That's literally what I paid for my dog. No, so that's a not. Bad question.
No, it's not. There's Lizzie, no way you would give up Minnie you for seven. Oh, no. This
hold
is what
all
I
the
mean.
Money you put into her with the trainer, the treats, the toys.
No, I'm kidding. I'm saying that's like her. No, no, no. I'm saying that that's her wholesale price. That's okay. her wholesale price.
Okay. But what like, is her heart price?
That's like when I bought her at like the equivalent of Costco. That's her wholesale price. Okay. Oh, no. I would literally give my entire life savings. Like that dog ruins my life and also runs my life. And I love her so much. Like I could not ever.
I really don't think there'd even be a, like a crazy amount price for me to give up Gertie.
Like I heard that Lady Gaga said $500,000 and I was like, that makes, I didn't even blink an eye. I was makes complete sense for the amount of money you have, like your emotional connection to your dog. Like the amount of times I look at my dog in the eye and say, I love you so much. I would literally jump in front of a car for you mostly because you would push me in front of it is like astronomical every single day.
So Jared and I came up with this number, $1 billion. We don't even think that we would give up Lois for $1 billion.
$1 billion.
Like, think about the think about the moment where you hand the dog off for $1 billion.
Yeah, I think you're asking two different things, though, because you're asking how much would you sell Lois for versus how much would you put out for a reward?
Oh, well, I don't know. Because I don't know my reward price. I don't know the reward price.
I think the reward price is more like, what would you give to find this, to get the dog back versus selling? Like, you know, there's a lot of other extraneous factors like involved with that that might like, you know, dictate. That's a little dark for me, but like, what would your reward price be?
Well, as much as we could do, which would be like, you know, whatever Lady Gaga's 500,000 is. But I understand, like, I think like to a certain extent, you're like the reward. You're like, I would not feel weird at all handing this over to the person who saved my dog. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or got my dog back.
It is different. I was like willingly giving up your dog. Yeah, willingly giving up your dog, it would be in the billions.
Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. Willingly giving up your dog.
I know, but it's sad because it's like you don't know.
Why? What do you think?
No, I'm saying, but you just like never know what somebody's going through. But also, like, I get it. I get
it. Maybe if it was a sweet lady who was like really going through a dark time. Her name's Lizzie Sharkey. She's a feminist. And she needed Gergie. I would give Gergie to you for $1 million, knowing that you're a sweet lady who's going to take care of Gergie.
So the last time I was on this, guys, a lot has changed. And I hope no one that wants to employ me in the future or I know like is listening to this. But also, like, I'm just saying Gergie got me through a really dark period with a terrible human being of a man. So we should talk about, in the minute, pathological lying.
Well, we could talk about pathological lying right now.
Right now. Go for it, Lizzie, as she pours herself another hefty
glass. Well,
it's
actually very timely because Keo and Christelle from from
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, they broke up. Yeah. And she put up, and there were all these like articles though about how there's all these articles though about how there was like a mutual breakup and like the it just ran its course. And then she screenshotted them and she put them up and was like, I was going to be silent, but like apparently you're just such like all these things came to light and you were such a liar. A pathological liar, you can't even order a coffee without lying.
Oh, no.
So I now want to know the deep, like, dark secrets, which also just shows, like, you never know what's really going on.
Good thing she was only with him for 3 months.
I know.
Wait,
like,
wait, who is this? Sorry. I thought this was the married couple for a while. I'm thinking of someone else, right?
Yeah, you're thinking of someone else. This is, you know, it's Justin. Justin, what's his
name? From This Is Us.
You know. Kevin from This Is Us, ex-wife.
She's on Selling Sunset.
So
and then she went on Dancing
really
with the Stars.
Rough go of it.
Yeah, but I'm good for her for sticking up because I would have like, I had a pathological liar who lied literally about like everything. And
everything.
Like absolutely everything.
Well,
and
I mean, share what you'd like.
I mean,
you were in a relationship for how many years?
3. And as you guys have now known, like, I'm a pretty sensible, I feel like, of all of us person that I'm, you know, I'm a feminist. I'm very much a realist. And this person tricked me so much that I just, they're dead to me, but it's fine. And
Kind of like gaslighted you in some ways as well.
Gaslighting and manipulating is just something that I have such complete empathy for women out there.
Total user.
But like gaslighting is just so crazy to me now. Like I did not understand it, but now I do. Because I used to be like, how could you fall for that? That's so stupid. Like blah, blah, blah. And I look back and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I fell for all of that stuff. And like you just make so many excuses.
Everybody loves CBD these days. It helps you sleep better. It helps you relax. It can even actually ease pain and enhance concentration, which is very interesting. And if you want premium CBD delivered directly to your doorstep to reduce stress, anxiety, pain, sleeplessness, all you got to do is place a few drops of our favorite CBD Feels under your tongue, and you're going to feel the difference within minutes. And if you're new to CBD, just know that like there's no high, there's no hangover, there's no addiction to it. And there's even a Feels free CBD hotline to help guide you through this new experience. So like if you're like kind of still wondering what CBD is, they'll explain it to you fully.
Join the Feels community to get Feels delivered to your door every month. You'll save money on every order and you can pause or cancel at any time. So Feels has me feeling my very best every day, and it can help you too. Become a member today by going to feels.com/get it. That's F-E-A-L-S. And you'll get 50% off your order with free shipping. That's Feels, FEALS.com/get it to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping. Feels.com/get it. Do you have like an ambiguous sort of situation where you could tell our viewers like a time where he gaslighted you? Because I'm sure there's lots of people out there who are like, I've been gaslighted.
I truly don't give a shit.
Yeah.
He was so drunk, came back home. I was home sleeping in my bed to our apartment, threw up. I probably shouldn't say this because my mom's going to hear this, but.
Oh, it's okay.
I'll just, whatever. She doesn't understand podcasts.
she doesn't understand podcasts.
So threw up in my living room on my carpet. I woke up and was like, what the hell? Like, and then he made it that I was getting upset at him and like yelled at me. And it sounds like, here's the thing about being gaslighted, and I want to hear from like other I don't getters, is like you can explain the situation to anybody else and they all you can never explain gaslighting, because when you explain it, everyone's like, well, that's so obvious, why didn't you see it?
Right.
But it's just like, it's one of those things that until you experience it, you don't understand the implications and like how, like if you don't have it firsthand, you're never going to understand what gaslighting is really about. Like that's like the key that I took away.
Once you're like emotionally, sorry, got beer burps over here. Once you're emotionally.
Lauren is drinking out of literally like a Nordic horn. She looks like she's the sister of Thor. Like she's like the goddess of, instead of lightning, it's thunder.
I feel like once you're emotionally involved and they know you're emotionally involved and invested, then their opportunity strikes where you can be a gaslighter. Because from everyone outside not emotionally involved, it's obvious. It's common sense. But once you're like, I love this person, you'll fall for anything just to stay in this quote, great relationship.
Yeah. I look at so many things, like my favorite things, like true crime documentaries, especially like Dear John. Everybody watched it and was like, how could you fall for this and stuff? And
Dear John.
Oh.
What's it called?
Dirty John.
Also Dear John. Yeah, I'm coming for you, Nicholas Sparks. Dirty John. And everyone was like, how could you be so stupid? Like all of these things. But I literally would watch that with him and be like, what?
Oh,
that's
wow.
So crazy. And then now looking back, I'm like, oh my God, you were that.
He's probably sweating over there while you're like, wow, how could anyone ever fall for this?
So I'm just saying, like, I'm sure so many people don't get gaslighting until you really experience it. And it is such a mind warp. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Even though, like, 2020 sucked for me, I would so much rather be where I am now than where I was. Like, ignorance is not bliss, let me tell you. That's for sure.
Yes.
So
I feel like users and gaslighters go together. Like, if a guy is using you for, like, money or like, we'll just say money. I mean, I guess it could be sex. I don't know what other thing. Support. Sex, support money, in, like, any sense. They always are the ones that gaslight. Okay, Lizzie.
Sorry, Ashley, just going... For money or money.
And then I go, sex, money, or dogs? I don't know why dogs.
Money or dogs. That's also the title of my memoir.
Sex, money, or dogs. Yes. My train of thought is now completely gone, guys. Where were we?
I don't know.
Sex, money, dogs, Lauren.
Everyone keep drinking because here's the thing. I have been best friends with Ashley and Lauren for 13 years now. 12?
Isn't that the most mind-blowing thing ever? I think he was, I think, is it's it 13? 13. 13, yeah.
It's Taylor Swift's Lucky 13, so of course, on our 13th year of friendship, she releases all of these extra tracks. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay. It's like, why are you so obsessed with us? But
I haven't heard any of the new recordings. Should I have heard that by now?
No, because they're not out yet, so. Oh. Okay. It's good. It's fine.
Okay, no. Lauren, they're coming out in April.
Oh, okay. Someone asked me, have you heard Fearless yet? Like the new recording. I go, no, I have not. And then they said, oh, it's really good. So they are fucking gaslighting me.
They 100% are. I think they meant the new recording of
Love Story.
Love Story. Yeah, because that's out there. It doesn't sound any different, really, from the other one. Oh, okay. But she's releasing, Lauren, like a zillion songs from the Fearless era.
Okay.
That didn't, when she that re-released, didn't make it that onto didn't the make album. It.
So that's like some Taylor stuff that we are going to like feel Laura's
The amount of wine that I will go through and consume and listen to that while calling you guys all repeatedly like 18 times till you answer is going to be astronomical. Again, Mom, don't listen to this.
If we have any more like Dear John, any John Mayer
era. Lauren, there's an All Too Well that's coming, that may come out minutes. That is, I thought it was 11 minutes.
It's 11 minutes?
Yeah, so they're like original. The storyline and the visuals get deeper.
But that's from Red. All Too Well from Red, though.
I know.
So, okay. Like, I am so excited for the Fearless level, but, like, I also feel like that's, like, baseline Taylor, where she's like, I'm in love with the person I saw across the street. Like,
See, which, Fearless is before our, like, cognitive times, really.
Yeah, like, as if we get a Red.
Speak Now starts with cognitive times. Yeah. Red. Fearless is, I mean, and I agree, Red takes it a whole step deeper, but yes, Fearless is maybe a little too fluffy for us at this point.
I would say Fearless and Speak Now are all about infatuation and, like, kind of thinking you're heartbroken.
Okay. Yeah,
where
yeah.
Red and then 1989 is just like really like Red is where she's like, I know heartbreak, and then 1989 is all about like discovering yourself. Like 1989 is my entire, that's the album that I would say like most encapsulates me. Mostly that I'm a nightmare dressed, Red. Sometimes like a daydream. 1989.
Oh,
that line, I'm like, that's really good. But anyway, one, I was going to say, let's normalize the awareness of gaslighting and, like, call out people who gaslight because, like, girls do it to each other, too, I've realized. Like, they're so, like, when you're like, you're so crazy, like, you're being crazy. You're not being crazy. Be crazy. That's the thing I've learned the most is, like, anybody who tells you you're being crazy is just trying to diminish your feelings and diminish exactly what you feel. And, like, I look at Ashley's progression on The Bachelor and it's like, you were gaslighted at time. Like, why? It's all, again, I'm going to go into a feminist.
I was gaslighted by Bachelor Society.
But I'm saying, again, I'm about living up to my namesake, about to go into a feminist rant. But I'm just saying men can just be emotional, but women are then crazy. So, like, just because you feel a lot of things and you want to express them, somebody is able to use those against you is so ridiculous. And everything you do is used against you is just, like, the most, like, definition of gaslighting, and you should not be ashamed to feel whatever you feel.
I feel
even
like
though that's really hard for me.
Is still like a confusing concept for me. Like, I obviously understand gaslighting in the sense of like confusing you and making you feel like, oh, you're the crazy one. But I still feel like in certain situations, I'm like, what is gaslighting? I feel like it's the most like confusing term.
Yeah, I think we need to like break it down. Mm-hmm. It's basically somebody who is putting you down even though they were the one that messed up. And they're trying to reflect their actions on you as if you're the root cause.
Or gaslighting, I think, is even bigger, where it's somebody using the way that you're acting to victimize themselves and blame you.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm really upset about this situation. And then, like, okay, I'm on The Bachelor and I didn't get a date. And someone is like, you're being crazy. Like, yeah, I might be, but also, like, my feelings are valid and, like, don't use that against me to paint me as somebody I'm not. Like, it's definitely using somebody else's feelings and emotions to victimize, like, putting your the opposition, the person who you're talking to, in the victim spot. So, like, think about, I feel like also us as millennials, I think about this all the freaking time, how much we are messed up from growing up without the internet to then with the internet. Yeah. How many times were you cyberbullied online by just because girls needed to figure out what it was like to be a girl and thought competition was everything? Like on AIM chat where it was like, oh, or like a three-way call, like where it's like somebody tricks you into saying something bad about somebody else, then tells it to that person. And then you're just like, wait, what? And it's like, oh, that person's so mad at you for saying that. Yeah. And it's like being upset about something that hurt you makes that person mad at you is a gaslight that we've been like really ingrained to. That's why we're so protective of people's feelings. But like, hey, that instead of saying like, hey, that really upset me when you did that, it's like, oh, like, I'm really mad that you're even mad at me and upset at me for that. And you just then are like apologizing for something that hurt you. And it just like has suffocated all of our feelings, you know, on top of like the natural guilt I was born with being Irish Catholic. Like, so let me just tell you, everything's packed deep down there.
Here's an I do get it for you. Nutrafol. I love Nutrafol because since I started using it, I stopped losing so much hair. I don't know if you guys remember, I was telling you a couple months ago, I was losing a lot of hair. It was a hormonal thing. I started to take Nutrafol and now the drain is thanking me. Like, I don't have to Drano it every month now. Seriously, such an improvement. And I know I'm not alone when it comes to hair loss. 80 million men and women in the U.S. experience thinning hair, and yet it is still not openly talked about very much. And experiencing it can be scary and stressful, and that just adds to the problem. Like, stress isn't going to keep your hair in either. But now you can take charge like I did and grow healthier, stronger hair, thicker, fuller, healthier hair with Nutrafol.
From stress to digestion, multiple things can impact your hair growth. So Nutrafol's hair growth strategies are curated for your hair and body according to hair growth science. It's not just genetics. Many factors that you can control play a role in hair growth. So you also can start taking Nutrafol before you even experience thinning. If you're worried about thinning, if it's a big fear of yours, start taking Nutrafol just to get ahead of it. So you can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and using our promo code GETIT to save 20% off your first month subscription. This is their best offer available anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. So jump on this immediately, guys. Plus, you get free shipping on every order. Get 20% off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, and the promo code GET IT for hair as strong as you are. So Hunter and I were just out at dinner. I'm going to try and be quiet here. We were just out at dinner, and we were like in the middle of a cute conversation. And
what was the cute conversation about?
He was just like saying like, wow, like you're so perfect, blah, blah, blah. I'm wow. absolutely flawless, blah, blah, blah. No.
Tell me more.
Okay. So, but he says it all the time. Like, wow, you're so perfect. Wow. But this time we're at dinner, he was facing out and like I was facing like the wall. And this, I see a whole table of like 24-year-olds get up from dinner. His eyes follow this one girl's ass all the way out the door.
No way. Unlike him.
That's why I freaked out. I was like, I've never seen you act like a fucking dude before. And this is alarming to me.
You called him out.
Yes. I go.
But did he own up to it?
As he was saying, you're perfect, his eyes were following an ass. He goes, you're perfect, his eyes were following an
but
ass.
But did he own up to it?
And then I said, you just looked at that girl's ass as you were saying, I'm perfect. And then he goes, I did. He said, I did. Yeah. I did. I am sorry. Yeah.
See, that's mature, though. Okay. Like, because everyone's a person. Like, I appreciate that because it's like, it's one to be like, you're being, here's what gaslighting would be. You're being crazy. I didn't look at her. Like, you're just being so insecure about our relationship. Lauren, I feel like you have been gaslighted. I could name truly on... I would need all my fingers and toes to name all of the men that have gaslighted you.
This is my
thing.
But,
like, the fact that Hunter just said that was like, yeah, I did. great. Cause like how many times you're going to see a guy that you're like, that's hot. Like that's like a human reaction. And I just think it's a level of honesty. Mm-hmm.
I looked at every girl's ass in there too, because I'm comparing my ass to their ass. So I'm also looking at all the asses. But the thing that was different this time was that he admitted it than any other guy. And I had to come to terms myself with the fact that, wow, he was looking at that butt. And I have to know he was looking at that butt. But usually a guy would say, I wasn't. And I would be like, he wasn't. And then he wasn't looking at the butt. I was being crazy. But this time I can't be crazy because he said it.
Is it weird to me that I feel like it's less offensive that he's looking at a body part than looking at the face? Because if it was looking at the face, then I'd feel more personally offended. Like it was more intimate.
Not even that. I just think that it's so great that he's honest, because it's like you have to be realistic. And I think that's like what you're facing is like when somebody takes that crazy element of like unrealisticness out of it, it's like you have to be realistic. Like, Lauren, I'm sure you've seen guys that you're like, that dude is hot. Yeah. But you're not going to just like go walk off like after them and be like, I have to leave immediately for my beautiful, like, you know, salad or burger and fries right now. Salad. I don't know where that came from. I just panicked. That.
Oh my God. Holy hell.
Lois. Lois was so upset I said salad. but I think that's like refreshing, because that's realistic and like real that you're going to make it through life, because you're just being like honest and real with each other that like, yeah, you're like when you're 90, you're each going to see people's asses that are not at the floor and you're going to be like, that's a good ass. And like he never – like the fact that he owned up to it, I feel like is so much more of something.
The thing is, I should be appreciative that he is not a gaslighter at all.
He's so not.
But he does look at butts. But everyone looks at butts, I guess.
Everyone looks at butts. Okay, was like, her butt amazing? Was it good enough to look at?
I didn't look at her butt.
I mean, but Tina Belcher here.
She was young.
As someone who appreciates butt, because Lauren calls me Tina Belcher and she's my Louise, I hope if you understand that reference, please comment in the Facebook group and I will stock it. But Lauren has literally gotten me t-shirts and mugs with it. It's just, it's who we
and
are.
Socks, yeah.
And when you see the gifts, you guys will totally understand who I am as a person. The first thing Lauren ever said to me when we met was, take off those effing glasses. They're ugly. And I was like, okay. So and then all of a sudden it was like, she's all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, it's like, she's all that. Cause I was just like, oh my God, who am I?
I know.
Like,
all
I mean,
was to take the glasses off and put on a little dieting. Red dress.
A little red, a red dress. Ugh, it was all for the red dress.
And then also, like, it's like asterisks in the contract, like subhead. It's like, also dieting, maybe some injections. Like,
no. No, you literally, you didn't diet. You were nervous and you were beautiful before your injections.
I know. That's the thing is.
She goes, I know.
I know. We can cut that part out.
No.
Yeah. Also, though, that's the thing is, of our 13 years of friendship, bringing it back to what I was originally going to say, which honestly I'm having a little trouble remembering specifically what the point was, other than that we've been friends for 13 years.
Well, okay, I had a mind-boggling situation. Because, like, there's one thing to say, like, oh, it was 12 years ago. When you think about, like, I don't know, listeners who are in, like, their 30s, upper 20s, when you go back in your memories to 13 years ago, and then you think, that was 13 years ago. Like, really let that number sink in and, like, think about how recent those 13 years seem. You're going to like just mind boggle yourself. This is what happened when I was recently thinking about our friendship beginnings.
No, it's really crazy, because then you were like, we went to that concert 13 years ago, meaning like if we birthed a baby out of our experience
together,
they would be
in seventh grade.
That is mind boggling, because that's emotionally where and probably mentally where Ashley and I were at that time. So like that is crazy to me. But also, not only that, but it's like, holy moly, like 13 years ago. But also I'm just like, where has time gone? And I look at then like our entire lives where Ashley and I were sitting on a couch. Then I was like, then I go down this like deep rabbit hole of like, oh my God, I was in Ashley's wedding. Ashley's married. What? Like, what is happening?
So when I think I go, we met when I was 19 and that was 13 years ago. Like basically the same. the same.
Basically the
I'm
same.
I'm pouring Ashley even. Wine so hard. Sorry. Hold on.
Going away oh, from oh, the wait, 13 wait, wait,
wait.
Year.
Wait, starts. Last thing. I remember now because what I was trying to say is like of our 13 years of friendship, we have always been like, I don't understand why people drink because like you can just like have fun watching YouTube videos of your favorite people. And then we all turn 30 and then we're like, oh, wait. I understand a little bit more because at least for me, I'm like, I don't want to be alone with my thoughts because that's just – we don't have enough time for that. So I'm just saying the fact that we are all here, we all are like usually like, no, let's like –
we're on the unhappy hour.
We're on the unhappy hour when they asked me to be on because Naz is not happy here hour. Prepping.
Naz is happy hour. Lizzie is unhappy hour.
Yeah, like Naz like is like prepping for the Golden Globes and I'm just like – I'm here. Like, so I'm just saying, I was like, we should do art. So I was like, so we're all drinking and it's an unhappy hour. And we all were like, absolutely. It's just such a weird moment of our friendship.
But the best Jonas concert we ever went to was the one that we were definitely all donezo for. And that was the reunion
one.
The LA one. The LA, the first
no, the
LA
secret
theater
show.
The Secret Show, exactly. That's what I meant. That's what
oh
I meant.
My
the
God,
LA
that was
first
the best fucking night, maybe like top 10 nights of my life.
I agree.
Of my life.
What was it about that concert that I had
a sick outfit on?
I
my hair was
free.
Cool. I was thin.
We all looked great. Honestly, we all looked really good.
Yeah.
Like we took pictures and we all were like, we look very yeah. much like
we were all
each
happy
of our
with
best.
Ourselves.
Yeah, we were all like, we're pleasantly pleased with everything we're seeing here. Mm-hmm. But then the thing is that I think like I love about that, and I feel like every concert should do, they took our phones away because it was like
that,
the secret
that was it
element.
That was it.
It was the secret element, so they were like, we don't want you to hear anything new or record it. But then it just like let us just like let loose and not have to feel like, oh, I need to like remember this moment forever. We just truly, and I'm coming
we
from
didn't
somebody,
have to film. We didn't film the concert. We didn't
and
have to
we've
like
been doing
prove
that, for
that we were
13
there
years.
For Instagram.
Not even Instagram. We used to do that for yeah. Facebook. Like yeah. just taking like, because you just are like, I want to remember this. And the reason we truly had the best time of our lives was because
in the moment.
We were truly in the moment. I spilled red wine everywhere.
Yes,
I was
did.
Just
yes,
like literally
we were talking to zombies about how they were excited. Like we were just like we were communicating
oh,
to people. There was
back,
like electricity. It was actually almost it's like in a week it'll be an entire 2 years since.
That was the best. Like
that was the
and
best.
Make, it was just like a
Jared got us McDonald's. Oh. I want brownies.
And that like Jared in, picked
if you guys follow we were, the real Ashley Guy, that's when her ass crack was showing and she was saying, I want brownies. Jared make me brownies.
I mean, honestly, that was the best because also they were like, we're back and we're going to just play the hits. And we were like,
yeah,
hell yeah, you
we're
are.
We're
going
to play the hits with not even like one new song, one new song.
But that was that.
That's all we wanted. Like, yeah. I love and that's why we love New Kids, too, is though it's like, know what your fan like. That's the biggest thing. And Taylor Swift has always said this because she learned it from Paul McCartney. Like, always play the hits. Mm-hmm. Like, Paul McCartney will never do yeah. a show where he's not going to play Let It Be, like,
yeah.
or like Hey Jude. He's like, I know I have to play the hits. Mm-hmm. And like, that is where I was like, yes. And the other second time that I was like, this is so fun was Wango Tango when we were just having, I watched those videos and I'm just like, we were losing our minds. And I'm telling you, everyone else behind us who was like in the like quote unquote influencer section was like, I don't know this song. And we were screaming it. We were like, we know this song.
If you guys listen to the podcast regularly, you guys know a huge I Do Get It of mine is Minted Invitations and Paper Goods. Because Minted did Jared and my wedding invitations. And holy crap, were we able to personalize the crap out of it. We personalized these things like incredibly. We had all these little Easter eggs in them. They're called Easter eggs. It's like what Taylor Swift used to do in her album covers where it was like little subtle hints to things. So like we were able through Minted to get like a stamp that had the Superman emblem with our initials. We were able to put like the little Titanic clock and then the hands of the clock were on the dates of our wedding.
setting, like all these fun things. There was like a Beauty and the Beast reference. We had so much fun designing our invitations with Minted. I cannot imagine a better experience. And it was just really cool that not only did we get to put our creative juices into this, but we also were able to like kind of give our guests like a little keepsake, a little something, something to figure out. It wasn't just like your everyday ordinary wedding invitation. It's like one of my favorite little details that we incorporated into the wedding.
Well, what's cool is that if you are looking at invitations online, they will send you a free sample kit with your favorite design so you can feel the paper and feel the quality before you go ahead and pick a design before you order all of them. So you can feel how they're going to feel in your guests' hands.
Right. And they have like a little special touch that they add with through add-ons, like colored envelopes with white ink. That's what we did. We did like a maroon, like burgundy envelope with white ink. They also have these nice, beautiful, classy overlays for a luxurious touch. They have the wax seals. That's what we did with the Superman logo. It added texture and impact. And they have a beautiful, thriving design community, so you can discover independent artists from more than 100 countries throughout the globe. And they have design challenges to give artists a platform to share their creativity. It's really cool. I highly suggest if you're doing invitations of any kind to go with Minted. And because you are a I Don't Get It listener, we have a code for you. You guys can start crafting your unique save the dates or invitations with Minted, made custom for you with 20% off your first order by going to minted.com/get it. That's 20% off at minted.com/get it. G-E-T-I-T.
Let me go back in time here, Ashley. You're single, Lizzie. You're single.
Still single.
I'm single. We're all single. This thing is going around on TikTok, and Lizzie is my TikTok friend because she is up with the current trends.
Lauren and I send each other
at least 15 TikToks a day. What is your biggest ick in a man? What's your biggest ick? The biggest turn off ick. It could be obscure or not. What is one thing that would happen in a man that you would just say absolutely no thank you?
Okay, wait. Question though. Physically or like
whichever one. Whichever one.
Either way.
Physically for me, I think it's
she's looking at the recorder as if she's prepared to take this out. You will not.
I know.
I'm just really thinking. Physically, I feel like it's like it's hair and teeth.
Hair and
like,
teeth.
Like those are so big for me.
Okay.
Personality
like if he has
wise,
no hair?
Yeah, it's just like really, you have to be I know, like all those people lining up at my doorstep. But like it's just really hard for me to like get past no hair, like balding. Like hair is just so important for me. Like
I agree. That's the one thing
hair,
on my list.
That's like you guys turned like completely converted me. Like you have to be have like I don't know, like Idris Elba, maybe a young Channing Tatum face to like have no hair for me to be like, that's really
wow,
attractive.
Young Channing Tatum face. I didn't even know you liked him.
I mean, yes, now I look back and he maybe looks like a potato, but at the
but
time.
But there was a lot of there was feelings a lot, during yes. She's the Man. So many feelings during She's the Man. I really,
and Step Up, like he's got the aura attached to it. Like that's where I'm like, okay, then I can get past it. So you have to have other things to like really make up for it. Mm-hmm. Or like a Jason Statham, Ethan, like he has Rosie, what's her face?
Rosie
Huntington. Who is stunning. And I get it though, because he's just got like an aura to him. I'm like, okay, I totally get it. Personality wise, I just am like, if you cannot keep up with my like sarcastic humor and kind of like rip on me, that's just so ick to me. Like if I say something and you're like, that's weird, you're weird, get the hell out of my face. Like, I don't want anything to do with you. Like, that turns a guy who I would thought was mediocre, basically everybody I've ever dated, made out with, is they have, like, a good sense of humor. Like, they could be so
true.
Ugly.
That's true.
You know that for a fact. Like, they could be so ugly, but if you can, like, be witty with me and, like, go toe-to-toe and, like, play off each other, that is the most attractive thing to me.
Ashley, an ick?
probably just like not being able to get depth in conversation and just being like very surface level constantly.
That's very attractive to me.
Lizzie, that's how we ended up gaslighted.
I guess like
I'm learning.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. But I also say like a guy, like at the same time, like not overly emotional in the sense that like, I mean, of course I want a guy who's like emotional and like modern, right?
Yeah.
But I also don't want a guy who's like Aiden from Sex and the City where like everything makes him pout. And he's like, oh, that made me sad. And you know?
Well, I asked you guys these questions. I thought you were going to say like wearing Timberlands.
Jared, I just bought him Timberlands for Valentine's Day. He looks great.
That's okay. Why they came to the forefront of my mind. Okay.
But also like in my 20s, maybe I would say more, but now I'm just like someone can laugh with me and has hair. Like,
yeah. That's
it. And like maybe got braces as a kid. Even if it's just like Invisalign or something else, I don't know. Like, that's how low the bar is. But I also feel like Ashley and I've never, I feel like looking at our lives, we're supposed to find our people in our 30s. I'm just like hoping because we truly understand what we actually want versus like looking back at my 20s. I was insane.
Oh, yeah. We were absolutely wild in the brain.
Also, like, I hate the term that like in being like admitting you're crazy and insane is like, oh, you're, that's a bad thing. I'm like, no, I'm insane. Like, that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. I just like am self-aware that like sometimes I can be kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of things to say right now, but I've learned that I need to, like, not just word vomit them all over.
You're good. You're good.
Lauren, what do you think is an ick?
An ick? Yeah. I mean, obviously, I agree with the hair situation. Any guy
But, like, what if Hunter loses his hair? Like, his hair's not that far into it. Like, he's not that firm.
We're talking Prince William shit.
Exactly.
He will get hair plugs. We've already discussed this.
Okay, so same with Jared. We talk about his hair plugs on the regular.
I'm not even being shallow. Hair is my life. I love hair. It's my number one attraction. So he will get hair plugs. I'm pretty sure his dad already got them. So we're good.
There's nothing better than like running your hair, your hair through someone else's hair. Jesus, Mary and Saint Joseph. It's running your fingers through a guy's hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In intimate times.
When you think about guys' hair, or like guys in general, if they're attractive, like as long as there's no like extreme weight gain, as long as they keep their hair, like they stay attractive till death.
Oh my God, a dad bod. A dad bod.
But
was
also
literally birth.
Name
a dad bod.
Crow's feet makes them more attractive, I believe. Their gray hair makes them more attractive. Everything makes them more attractive. Their pot belly isn't even that big of an issue.
No, I'm not talking about a little belly. Yeah. I'm talking about like, you know, they let themselves go. Like they're the guys from high school that you go and check up on Facebook and then you see that they're like a totally different kind of bloated. Yeah.
But those people usually have a bald top head and like hair on the sides they're trying to keep. Here's the thing. I feel like the term dad bod.
Oh, yeah.
Was birthed out of like guys who are still attractive, like from the neck up.
Oh, yeah.
But you're like, you're a little fatter below, and everyone's like, that's still hot. It's because they have hair. I just want everyone to look at it and think, like, look at guys that you're attracted to, even if they're older. They all have hair. Like, they all, you guys have opened my eyes to the fact that like hair is so important.
We're so vain.
I know. So sorry.
It's not vain, but that's the thing is like, also, we're not, because, like, do you immediately notice?
We're just being real.
No, but you notice that, like, we're being vain, but meanwhile, guys are like, if her tits don't hit her nose and her ass is not up her, like, is not to her mid-back, then I'm not going to be here. It's like, no, why can't women be vain, too?
So
like,
true.
Don't make me go on, like, a complete TED Talk about why pockets are sexist. That's my new thing. So I'm going to spare you.
Okay, please give us the TED Talk. I know we are not given pockets and they're given pockets, right?
Because
we have pockets and we shove things in pockets, that means it takes away from the shape.
No, but also pockets were created in order for men to be able to carry things. And the fact that women were never allowed to carry anything means they'd never had their independence. We could not ever have any kind of like form of money or anything because we didn't have anything to hold it in. And that's where like purses were developed. But at the same time, it never was the same as like having pockets. So pockets are naturally sexist. I literally know when Wait, I say Lizzie, these things.
Do you want pockets
like,
in your
wedding
dress?
Like, I'm going to die alone.
Do you want pockets in your wedding dress to show that you're allowed
you
to
carry
You know
the
things?
Wedding dresses I've sent you, Lauren, and they yes. all have pockets.
Yeah, I know, like, I know. I'm just clarifying for our
Mine
listeners.
Did. My second one did.
I mean, yeah, but like also then you look at it and it's like women have to carry a giant purse with all this stuff, but men just get to be free with their hands. And it's like also another thing of restricting. Also, how crazy is it that women were not allowed to have their own bank account until the 70s?
I did not know this until feminist Liz let me know a couple days ago.
The 70s. Like, that 70s show, they couldn't have their own bank account. So that's where I, like, also feel better about me being single in my 30s. And I hope you other single 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever women out there feel great. Because guess what? A lot of people we know married young just so they could, like, have a life. Because without it, they couldn't get a bank account. They couldn't, like, get a credit card. They couldn't get their own stuff until you married. How crazy is that? Like, that is I look at my life now and I'm just like, thank God I didn't get a bank account with my ex-boyfriend because he would have literally taken it all and spent it.
The shit out of that thing.
And he would have spent it on like terrible beer that's like, oh, this is a craft beer I want to invest in. And like, honestly, like, so I'm just saying it takes a lot for me to try to be positive, but...
I know firsthand that this next sponsor has changed lives. I've had so many clients that say that they have used BetterHelp to get therapy during this year. A lot of people need affordable therapy and BetterHelp is the place to get it. And if anything's interfering with your happiness, whether it be your job, depression, family, anger, stress, depression... Did I ever say depression? Depression's very rampant these days.
Yes.
And you need help? BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they make it easy and free to change counselors if you want so you're matched with the person that you're going to vibe with. That's so important in therapy that you find someone you vibe with. So there's so many different therapists out there on BetterHelp.
Lauren recently actually had a situation where she wanted to change therapists because that person she just wasn't vibing with. And she...
You got to connect.
You do. Like, and it's okay. Like, they're not going to...
They're not offended.
No, they're not. Like, it's like dating, you know? Yeah. Finding the perfect therapist for you. What's great about BetterHelp is that not only do they have so many therapists, they're actually recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states because they are so popular right now, but they're also more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. The service is available for clients worldwide, so this isn't just a U.S. thing, and there are licensed counselors who specialize in basically like anything you can think of: grief, LGBT, anger, sleeping, trauma. So it's convenient, professional, and affordable, and everything you share is confidential. We want you guys to start living a happier life today, and as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/get it. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health with BetterHelp. Again, that is BetterHelp, HELP.com/get it. GETIT. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/get it.
Now, let me ask this. I was watching the Cecil Hotel on Netflix, as basically all of us did.
As we all have.
Do you think it's bizarre for someone to travel alone? Like, I think it's weird that she traveled alone as a 21-year-old woman. But listen, I also think it's weird as a man to travel alone. Do you guys think it's bizarre? I know that could be like a spiritual awakening, but I also think it's very dangerous.
I respect the spiritual awakening aspect of it, but I do think it's too dangerous, especially for a 21-year-old innocent, naive woman who had like and not to say that people that have disorders can't do things independently, but we had evidence that that woman, she was put into a psych ward when she was off her meds, and without anybody there to like check her, there was a very good chance that she would get off her meds on this trip and wouldn't have anybody's, overseeing her. And that is so, so dangerous. Yeah. And it obviously led to this very unfortunate event.
Here's the thing that I think. It's too, you can't just like ask that question because it's so broad, because it's very culturally specific. Because in the
everywhere outside of the U.S., it's completely normal. Talk about to everybody who's alone. Gone to travel alone. Like, I know so many. I mean, my sister lived in, like, England, and you would just travel to a bunch of places no matter where you wanted to go. Like, you would go by yourself if somebody didn't want to go with you. Like, I know that we're ingrained to that in the United States because, like, how we are accustomed to. But I know, like, my, like, really good friend Molly, like, she is very okay to travel by herself and, like, go different places by herself because it's a different kind of culture in Europe of, like, traveling alone. And, like, I've known a lot of people who've traveled alone, like, on the weekends or whatever. And we talk about traveling abroad. So everybody watches that and they're like, how could she stay in this hostel or whatever? That's so normal in Europe is because it's, like, which is, like, the culture they're accustomed to of, like, doing that, traveling, whatever it may be. But in the United States, like, I think you, but at the same time, you have to kind of understand where you are. I have an issue with, like, the people that ran the hotel that saw she was, like, obviously not okay and kind of just, like, let it happen. And which is, like, but at the same time, it's kind of like, it's such a hard thing to gamble because it's like, how much do you, this is the entire issue that everybody has though, is like, how much do you overstep when it comes to like personal freedoms?
Exactly.
And like, like that's it. There's always going to be a positive and a negative. And unfortunately, I think this is just like a terrible instance that happened as a negative, like towards the case, because there's always going to be, and there's never going to be a right answer.
Right. When I was watching that documentary, I was thinking when they got to the end and they were saying, oh, we blame the hotel for not like interfering. We saw she wasn't in a great mind and all that stuff. I was thinking like they're letting people take responsibility of their own bodies and minds. Like when you're downtown like that, you may be doing drugs and that hotel, the whole hotel was doing drugs. So they're not going to be like making this whole scene just for this one girl that maybe like tripping, maybe doing acid for the first time.
Yes.
So I can't blame the hotel for this, but I just think, I guess with like sex trafficking and stuff, I would, in this country, and I guess a whole the globally, now we have to be more careful and not travel alone or go out and
it's not about traveling alone. It's about I don't think that's the case. Like, here's the thing, is like, you should be able to travel alone, and like, just because we're women, we shouldn't be not able to travel alone. Like when you say that out loud, it sounds absurd because we should be able to feel. No, but like we should be able to feel completely safe wherever we are. And that's just like, unfortunately, since Adam and Eve and they pulled a rib out of Adam, all of a sudden we have to be more aware of like where we're going and what we're doing, which is like we all as women are so used to. Like, you cannot say that you
get in the car and you lock the door immediately.
You at night do not like question a single sound behind you, like you always do. It doesn't matter if you're in the suburbs, wherever you are. What I'm saying is I think that she should have been more conscious of her own mental state and more aware of like where, like I think she was dealing with a lot of issues of like her own personal acceptance, which is like what makes me really sad about like the form of mental health that it was like so stigmatized. I think it would be a completely different conversation right now. And like me and my cousin were talking about how like there are so many people who have like depression and all these things that like even 5 years ago was a taboo to talk about, which now like with the like I completely praise Gen Z for normalizing mental health issues, like where you're like, I'm depressed, it's okay. And you're just like, oh, okay, that's fine. Like these issues, and even like Pete Davidson on SNL is like, I'm bipolar, whatever. Yeah. Like I can still have a successful life. It you don't really understand how much like representation matters. And I feel like this woman was like really having a hard time coming to terms with her own mental state, that she felt like so ostracized by herself that she went alone by herself. Right. And then like just like went off her meds, and then it's like where's the responsibility of other people? So it's like it's a larger
sort of, but I also don't want to like I don't want to put blame on the hotel either. Like
no,
it's not.
But I'm saying like that's not the hotel's fault. Like that's a larger conversation because it's her fault for not accepting her own mental state.
That's true.
Like if I was bipolar, I wouldn't travel alone. And like, I was like, I'm bipolar, that's fine. Like I'm not either one going to travel alone, or two, I'm not going to go off my meds. And like she was just like very much in this like experimental point of her life that. Unfortunately,
let me
it
just say,
happened at that time.
21 years old, anywhere, you can make a stupid mistake without even a disorder or any kind of mental illness. just being 21 years old in sound mind.
You are proof of all of that, Lauren.
Exactly. So I'm just saying 21 being absolutely wild for the night.
Do you want to talk about wild for the night? Lauren and Ashley came to visit me for my 21st birthday. Like, this is when I was like, oh, you guys are ride or die. It's like, we're going to literally be buried next to each other because I went to The Ohio State University, which is great, but I was born in December. It's not like a tropical paradise by any means. And I was also in a sorority, which I loved. But I was like very good friends with the fraternity. These two have never been into that world. It was a state school. They came to visit. We walk up to the fraternity house. They were like, for my birthday, my 21st birthday. And Ashley goes, oh my God, it's a beautiful French tutor. And then she walks inside totally. And sees how...
Totally sober too.
Literally 100% sober. She sees how disgusting the frat house is. And I remember like people having to like drag her up by the arms going, it's not a French tutor. It's not a French tutor.
Spiral staircase. Okay, guys. It's classy.
It was like, and then I had to do like what they call the chapter chug, which was like,
I actually thought about this recently. The fact that you took 21 shots that entire, you tried, you were supposed to, that was the goal. 21 shots a night.
Like, I cannot be mad at Elaine when like she's doing that stuff. When I was like, oh, I'm supposed to take 21 shots. Not even, I could never. But also I drank something that would like basically had a bunch of alcohol in it. And everyone is singing this like song about like chug, chug. I make eye contact with Lauren and Ashley. And Lauren goes, you like, she mouths to me and looks at me and goes, you don't have to do it. And I just was like, no, I have to. But now looking back, I'm like, that's how I know you're with me forever.
Yeah, like, you don't have to do it. You have control Lauren, over your mind and
so
body.
Sweet. Like literally that's where I was like, Lauren is so much wiser than her years that she actually knows, is because she was like, you don't have to. And like everybody's hitting on these two and they're just like, please get away from me. And like all these like pimply weird fraternity guys are like, hey, what are you doing? And Lauren's like, I'm leaving. That's what I'm doing.
It's like, I'm fucking but then we went, Chase Crawford. That's who.
That's wow, what. Spoiler alert.
Talk about a throwback. I always forget about that. But anyway, then we went to a bar and
Lauren, wow, what a retaliation.
I know. Then we went to a bar and they, Lauren was like, I probably can't get in, hoping she could. And I was like, they don't care here. And she was like, no.
I'm 45 pounds heavier.
These two flew to Ohio to be there for my 21st birthday, which was like not, it was not fun for all three of us involved. And then we were going home. My favorite moment though is like, I was about to throw up in the cab and it was so cold. Lauren gets out of the cab and like my friend Maggie.
It wasn't a cab. It was a drunk bus.
It was a bus.
Yeah. Oh, it was the bus. It was a bus. I'm sorry. And like Maggie's giving me her jacket to like throw up in. Lauren's like giving me something else to throw up in. And she's like, so can I go?
Yeah, I'm like, a little cold. Fine. Like you're going to be here for a while. Bitch. Like, you did like, the 21 shots.
This is, I was like, that's our friendship. It was like, Lauren was like, you made your bed. Now you have to lie in it.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Lauren, I don't know about you, but what I remember from that weekend is pretty much just sitting down lounging all day long as I felt secondhand hangover for you.
Oh my God.
And then we went to see Burlesque and I had a nice Starbucks hot chocolate and I thought it was very cozy.
Can we also talk about Piatta, the best pasta chipotle you've ever had in your life? That's the only thing I wanted to show you guys. That's where I was like, these are my, like, that's why I left college with five best friends and then
the pasta place?
Yeah. So good.
So fucking good. Why isn't that place all over the country?
Truly, I think we should open it everywhere. It's the most amazing place ever.
I remember afterwards looking at that restaurant and being like, where are the other locations? And seeing how much it was to franchise that motherfucker. Because
Where it is now. Okay, so it's, you guys, it's a Chipotle for pasta. So you pick your pasta, you pick your sauce, your toppings.
So you can do a pasta or you could do like a pasta burrito. Which is amazing. Ooh. And then you either got
it
was so good. And then it was like, you could get chicken. You got the best steak ever. And then it was like an El Diablo sauce. And then it was like peppers and onions and like mushrooms and then a bunch of other stuff. Piatta Italian street food. I think
it looks like it's only in
the Midwest.
Ohio.
Well, when I say, why isn't there a Chipotle of pasta? People say, we have Noodles and Company.
No, Noodles and Company is some bullshit.
Bullshit. That's for macaroni and cheese and garlic bread.
Exactly. It's like a Panera.
Yes.
That is exactly it. I think that shout out to at Piatta Street Food. I think that we should really make this a thing. This might be my second move in life.
All right, Lauren, I know that you have an I don't get it, and Lizzie has an I don't get it, but apparently Lizzie says it's an I don't get it / I do get it.
It's an I get it. Okay, I'll go first just because mine's pretty simple. I was listening to the radio and they were talking about people. I'm 105 and they were talking about, did you grow up saying tennis shoes or sneakers?
Sneakers. I know tennis shoes is such a dad thing.
No, tennis shoes is like it's like pop versus soda. It's a regional thing.
Really?
I learned that when I went to school in Ohio, as people are like, where are your tennis shoes? And I was like, I don't play tennis.
Yeah, like, I don't play tennis. And like the poll on this radio show was like 90% of people said they call them tennis shoes.
But why? Why be so specific when so many people wear sneakers without playing tennis?
That's how they were raised. It's like calling tennis shoes like...
It's like saying a Kleenex versus a tissue.
Yes.
Well, I was also watching, we were watching The Departed the other night, and they talk about supper. Are you going to be home for supper? And like grandpa used to say supper, but I don't know really like what other region calls it supper.
Okay, so funny story. Lauren and I, one time, we were on our way to your yoga Pilates class with Pivov. And somebody on the radio, what did they say, Laura? They were like, something supper.
Yeah, and like, Lauren, do you call it dinner or supper?
No, it wasn't even dumber. It was like dinner.
It wasn't even dumber.
It was dumb. It was not even dinner. They were like, oh, you know, it was a podcast. We were listening to a podcast. It was Sword and Scale. And we were listening to podcast. And they were like, and then they had supper. Lauren and I, at the exact same time.
No, we paused for about a minute.
And then we, at the exact same time, in the same intonation, goes, who the fuck calls it supper?
Supper.
And we literally, then I had to pull over because we were hitting each other. Like, I cannot believe that it's like truly one of those moments that Laura and I were like, we are one.
It was the same, like we thought about it. We processed it in the same inflection. We go, it's not fucking supper.
That's exactly. And then we said it immediately together and I had to pull over because I was like, that's really weird. Like,
anyway,
I don't mind if an Italian American man says supper is going to be ready. That's kind of cute.
No, that's hot as fuck. But like, but that means like also dinner's like sixer before. Like,
right?
Do not try to tell me it's supper and it's at 7:30. Like, get the fuck out. You're not
supper
from the East
is before
Coast.
Six. Is that what you're saying?
No, like,
it's like a Sunday supper, right?
Okay.
Yeah, like
okay.
A Sunday supper is super hot coming from a dude from the East Coast that's like, I know what a fucking supper is and it's before 6 o'clock. Like, don't try to be like, in supper and it's 7:30. Like, I hope. Yeah. No. Go jump off a bridge. That's exactly not what's supposed to happen.
Okay. Apparently, dinner and supper are genuinely synonymous when referring to a meal in the evening. However, dinner can be considered by some to be more formal. In British English, supper can also be referring to a light meal or snack that is eaten later in the evening.
Oh, no. Later. Supper's... no, I don't agree.
Like,
supper's just
later
like,
in the evening, like earlier.
Okay. I find the word supper like hot because I'm just like, if a guy calls it supper, that means they're like really close with their family and like doing like a Sunday
it's a little
supper.
More ethnic,
like,
yeah.
Not.
Well, I feel like it's like a little bit more like traditional
culturally,
Italian.
Yeah. Traditional. Okay.
Not even that, but even like, even anything you're doing on Sunday, mostly like you guys coming from Italian, but like a Sunday dinner for like us. Irish Catholics, it's like Sunday supper. It's like, oh yeah, like, are you marry me now?
Yeah, okay.
And we call it like Sunday dinner. But if someone were to call it a supper, I'm like, oh, you just are gonna go hang out with your mom on a Sunday. Sign me up. Yeah. Which is also another layer that we'll have to get into later. But here's something I don't
so
get.
So tennis shoes. We all say
they're
sneakers.
All sneakers.
Yeah. They're all sneakers.
But we all say soda. We don't say pop.
Okay.
All of your listeners in the Midwest will all say pop.
Pop, man. And they will say tennis shoes.
Do you want to hear something crazy? And then your listeners in the South will call it Coke, no matter what it is.
Right, I heard about this.
So it doesn't matter if it's like, I want a Pepsi, they'll be like, I want Coke.
What if you want a Sprite, though?
No, they call it Coke.
So then, like,
that's
how do you differentiate? How do you differentiate between Sprite and Coke or Mountain Dew and Coke and Dr. Pepper and Coke?
I need some Southern I don't getters to like explain it to us because like I've just heard about this and I'm just like I don't understand it all.
You say I'd like a Coke. I'd like that Coke to be a Sprite.
You'd be like, no, like I'd like a Coke, and they're like, okay, what kind? And they'd be like, Sprite.
Whoa. It's,
I don't understand. I don't understand. But like that's just what I've heard. I don't understand.
Jack used to say, "I'd like a." He's from Tennessee.
Tennessee.
And he goes, soda, please. Just soda, please. And then I would strangle him, and then he would say Dr. Pepper. But I'm like, what kind of soda do you want? So maybe that's a Southern thing too.
Okay, soda, what else is there? What else is there that like we think is a regional thing? Well, send us, you guys, in the message boards.
Yeah, I want to know
what other regional things. Very interesting.
There's a bunch of them. I just feel like because I went to school in Ohio and like
you had a melting pot.
Yeah, it was like a melting pot, not only because like the Midwest has like such a distinct like voice, but also because then we went through like sorority recruitment where we'd have a bunch of girls from like the Northeast and then the South and everywhere else. So I want to know what they are because like I feel like I just can't think of them. Okay. Something I don't get also just like keeps me up at night. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could go through the list. Like the debt ceiling, men.
Like the debt ceiling is a very heavy. I don't get it. That I also don't get. But I don't know if we should broach here.
I'm just saying. Like I just like have a list of them. Like the economy. Like a lot of other things. Like second dates. Whatever. Like I understand. So, but okay. So you know those like colloquialisms that you just say. I mentioned this to Lauren. Like cat got your tongue. Who is the first guy that like a cat got their tongue and was like, oh, let's make this a thing we say, or like devil's advocate. I little bit get it,
devil's
but like
advocate makes sense,
but devil's in the details. What?
Like, don't get that one.
Screwed the pooch. Who's fucking a dog?
Screwed
like
the pooch.
Like who was the first person was like, sorry, I fucked a dog, my bad. Like what?
Okay, wait.
Like there's so many of them.
Cat's got your tongue. Cat got your tongue is the first one you started with. And I'm going to read out the origin of this.
Cat's out of the bag.
Okay. The origin of cat got your tongue may lie with ancient Egyptians' cat worship. At the time, liars and blasphemers faced severe punishment for speaking out of turn or bearing false witness. In saying something against the government or established religion, authorities would cut out people's tongues as retribution of their crimes.
That makes sense.
Okay, what's another? The devil's advocate makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Cats out of the bag.
Let's find this out.
Then I need to know screw the pooch because, like,
origin. To let the cat out of the bag is to disclose a secret, either deliberately or inadvertently. What's the origin of the phrase? There are two commonly heard suggestions. One relates to the fraud of substituting a cat for a piglet at markets.
I'm sorry, who's doing that? Like, who thinks that a cat is a pig?
So it's like, I got
That's
a pig
like
in this
my
bag.
Scam where I bought a chihuahua thinking it was a shih tzu poodle.
Now that would be the perfect way to end this podcast, but let's continue.
Okay, it's like
shih tzu poodles out of the bag.
Real full circle moment there.
Chihuahuas out of the bag. Continue, yeah. Lauren.
So it's like if they're holding a sack, they're like, I got a pig in here, and then they would trade it, but then the cat would come out. And
it's
then
a fraud.
Like,
That's
oh,
like that
shit,
one time
it's the
that
cat.
We... That's like that one time we bought Jingle Ball tickets, and then
they're
fake.
Just paper.
Yeah. We were idiots.
We handed over $450,
and then we got back paper. Like lightning.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wait. Also, then, I need you to look up Screw the Pooch.
Screw the Pooch.
Please. And then I'm going to tell you something I really get, and it might just like set us off for a little bit, but I just really need to discuss it because I've been thinking about it a lot and I've been holding back from telling you guys, which is like,
oh my God, she's revealing something off her chest.
No, it's do not think it's that big of a lead up.
Hold on. This doesn't really make sense.
Screwing a pooch? Yeah.
Okay, hold on. To screw the pooch is to make a big or humiliating mistake. Okay, hold on. It's a euphemism for the vulgar expression, fuck the dog, for its part goes back to at least 1935 with an earlier, more polite version, feed the dog, dating to 1910 and meaning loafer. Okay, this does not help me.
So that one is like just completely astronomically
weird. Fuck the dog took the sense of blunder in 1960, blah, blah, blah. It makes no sense.
But also like, why, like, I don't give a shit what the biggest mistake you could make is like nobody's accidentally by mistake fucking a dog, you know? Can someone agree with me, please?
Yes.
I'm still reading.
Do you know who I find very comforting?
I found it.
Okay.
The origin of the phrase comes from an old joke. I shot the wife and screwed the pooch. Like, fuck the pooch.
Oh, instead of
instead of being the other way around, ostensibly happened because the guy was drunk and temporarily insane.
Okay. So meaning like you're so out of it, you like, I messed up.
I was insane. So sorry. I effed up big time.
I screwed the pooch. Okay.
Wait, but can also some I don't get it. What do you guys?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Oh, that sounds normal. Can you guys like put some more crazy colloquialisms? I mean, I think we all know based off of our watching of Holiday in the Sun, one, you know exactly, have your cake and eat it too, because they had a whole debate about it, and then it's made your bed and had to lie in it, and that's truly what started my
entire... Passport to Paris.
Are those two the exact same? Made your bed and have to lie in it? And-
yeah, they are, but the thing is like, they are the ones that made us realize, like, colloquialisms are insane, and I also think that, like, this is a different podcast, but Mary-Kate and Ashley's entire... movie spectrum is what made
their entire collection
is what made all of us millennials want to be travel influencers and bloggers. That I will stand by that till the day I die, because I think like that's where we all got it, and I will stand by that.
And also Mr. and Miss
also an Olson mystery agency will solve any crime at any time. Does that have to do with our love for murder?
That's why we're obsessed with true crime. I'm just really realizing everything is like it goes back to the Olson twins, and I would die by that.
Olson mystery agency will solve any crime by dinner time.
Okay, now my last thing is not, and I don't get it.
I did want my mom to make me a trench coat, and I told her that. I said, can you sew me and my sister a trench coat? She was like, I could just buy you one, you weirdo. But we have one more thing.
Can you sew me a trench coat? Okay, she has one more thing, but first I'm going to share my thing. It's the I do get it, and that is Hugh Grant. How comforting is Hugh Grant on your screen?
Very comforting. I love when he murders fellow wives at their private school.
Okay, also, like, if you have an issue with this being longer than an hour, just, like, turn it off, because otherwise I'm just going to keep talking. So, like, I mean, if you're a fan, then you're just going to keep listening. You're going to see like a very long podcast and be like, fuck yeah, I'm in. So,
I told Hunter that you were on here, and he was like, oh, it's going to be 4 hours.
He's like, I'll see you in like 9 hours. Anyway, ladies, keep pouring that wine, because we've got a lot to talk about, including Hugh Grant. Hugh mother effing Grant. From a man perspective, I love him. From a PR perspective, I also love him, because remember when he...
Yes. He admitted, he was like, I had a hooker and I cheated on my girlfriend, and this is what I did, and I effed up. And
like, for me being a publicist, sometimes apparently, because in 2020, who knows? like, he was just like, yeah, I did that. It was stupid. Like, what can you do? And he made a joke of it. Like, it's just... it's just so great, and it made him even hotter. Like everybody was like, how could you do that to Elizabeth Hurley with her safety pin dress? I would murder to look like that. Unbelievable. But then he was like, yeah, I'm a moron. Yeah, like, the fact that you own up to shit, like, that's the only thing is, like, what I've realized is working in PR is, like, as long as you own up to stuff... It always comes off better than trying to be like, no, I wasn't like that. You just like everybody likes you being more vulnerable, which is very hard for me as an Irish Catholic, because I'm like, what's that word? I can't even spell that. Like, we have been born to like be like, you should feel guilty for being alive because Jesus died on a cross for you.
And, do you want to know?
And there's a few potato famines that's happened. So like,
do you want to know something funny? Okay, so one of your friends, Lauren, did her hair. And this is one of your friends, Lauren, was doing her hair, and she was like, you were going through your breakup a year ago, and Lauren was like, how's she feel, like, what's going on, how's she feeling, you know, like, it's just a crazy mess, right? And she was just like, all the weirdness that you feel about Lizzie and her, like, her emotions, it's all because she's Irish Catholic.
She literally validated everything for me.
But that is truly the most accurate thing someone
said
like, about me.
She doesn't tell me anything, but it's because she's Irish Catholic.
Like, once you start to realize about that about me, like you guys do, you're like, oh, I just have to like really either like one, feed her a bunch of booze, or like pry deeply, where you're like, hey, I'm not going to judge you, and like you're not going to go to hell if I ask you these questions and you admit to like having sins. I'm like, oh, because otherwise, like, my entire family's like, everything is great and we are fine and we love each other and everything is fine. It's cool. It's great. Like, Irish Catholic being like, we were born with guilt. Like, we were literally born being like, you should feel guilty for being alive because Jesus died for your sins. And you're like, I'm just a baby. Like, can you not?
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Okay, so this brings me to another thing. It's very funny. So Lizzie was over 2 weeks ago tonight, and we, like, had a very similar night.
The most Ashley thing. She's like, oh, 2 weeks ago, exactly tonight.
2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago tonight. We had some Baileys, whatever. We were watching 2020, a crime documentary, and she was like, you know, just talk about the crime documentary and, like, all that, blah, blah, blah. I drive her home, you know, after she's been on the couch for three hours.
She cries. I bet she cries.
And then she goes, by the way, like, I feel like my life is in shambles and I don't really know, like, why I'm here or why I would be anywhere. Okay, good night. And I was like,
driving me
home and she's just like, how are you feeling? And I'm like, I don't know. I just like have a lot of feelings lately and I'm just like not used to feelings. And then she's like, what do you mean? And I was like, what do people do? Like, that's my, I don't get it. I don't get what people do. Like, because you go from being 21, you're supposed to be going to like clubs and like whatever and just being like wasted at 4 a.m. And then you're supposed to be 40 having babies or 30 or whatever. And then I'm just like, there's this weird period in between. And I'm just like, what am I supposed to do? Not only existentially, like with my life, but also like with my personal life. And Ashley's just like, this feels like a lot for a drop off.
Yeah,
like,
it's a lot. It's always at a drop off.
It's
bitch.
Always like that is my worst like trait is because I'm just like, hey, so I've been keeping this in all night, but I feel very comfortable with you guys. But I'm gonna tell you, like, I feel very depressed and I'm doubling my medication. So like, I'll see you on Monday. And then like they drop me off and they're just like, wait. I'm sorry, what? And I'm like, I got inside, like waving from the front door. It's just so terrible. And it's my worst because I'm just like, you guys taught me how to feel things. It's like, it's okay to feel things. But I'm like, my Irish Catholic self is like, no, it's not. We have no feelings.
And that's exactly what's happening here as we're an hour and 10 minutes into the podcast. And Lizzie's like, all of a sudden, she's like, oh, yes, by the way, the real I don't get it here is why am I here in LA? But why am I anywhere in the country?
Yeah. Why am I here on life? That's why I said, like, if you want, just tune out, just like stop it, because really you guys are here for me, not so much me for you. So
I guess technically we don't really have a time limit. No. We just always cap.
I mean, that's what I think is like, honestly, if you don't want to listen, just like tune out. Okay, anyway.
Oh, God,
like every Irish Catholic person also, like, if you know any men who are Irish Catholic who like are open to revealing their feelings, like, and have hair, give me a call.
Was your ex Irish Catholic?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Shit.
Yes.
You need like
half
a Greek,
the reason.
Someone who is like
just somebody
who's Italian Catholic.
Oh, I would do like half and half. Can we get some like idol getters to just put some people they know on?
All right. So
their
you guys,
Facebook
if you're
page,
out there listening and you want still, Lizzie to be, if you're still listening and you if you want Lizzie to be the next. What are, the
oh, bachelor.
Sutras? The sutras?
Yeah.
Please What's submit your...
Oh, yes, 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 sorry.
Yes, your sutras. Please submit your suitors to IkeNettieLauren@gmail.com. I will vet through all of the men so we can have Lizzie on here on a special bonus episode, and we can have her be the sutras.
We want to thank you for all the fantastic submissions that you guys sent forward during Naz's season of the sutras.
I feel like you guys, like, truly understand, all of you, that, like, even me, that you, I'm like, yes, that speaks to me. And I've only spoken like 4 times on this podcast. So yeah, like there's anybody you can just like, let me know, like I'm open to moving anywhere as long as they're okay with like a dog is like a little annoying, but she will eventually get okay with men. My dog doesn't like men. And I'm just like, is it nature versus nurture? It's like a lot of other issues. Anyway, also
had a very unfortunate end to the sutras just because her number one suitor ended up going on The Bachelorette. So I hope that this doesn't happen again, but it also is a testament to how good my picking skills are.
1,000%.
Lauren. If they do not pass these two tests, I'm like, you're out. Like, and you guys were skeptical of Patrick, somebody, and I should. I mean, he has too much ADD to actually listen to this entire thing, so you could just like keep it, whatever. That I should have listened. Anyway, also, two last things because. I mean, if you're still here, joke's on you. This is just, like, truly our gap session. One, Ashley sometimes tells me that, like, I should go on The Bachelor.
In which there should be a poll on the message boards. Should Lizzie be on or should Lizzie be not? And Lizzie is going... Should be not. Lizzie is 30.
Shakespeare.
She's 31 in September, you know? Like, I think...
December?
No. In September is when they film the season. And I feel like that Lizzie should be on that season.
Here's the thing, though. Also, all of these 21-year-olds would come on, and I would be like, they'd be like, do you want a drink? I'd be like, yes, can you give me your heaviest red wine that will stain my teeth?
You're probably going to need to turn to, like, bourbon at this point.
I mean, at that point, then they're going to be like, can you believe that so-and-so said that? And I'm going to be like, I'm sorry, I'm just, like, having a lot of trouble keeping up with all the names. Because
two drinks an hour, Lizzie.
Yeah, but then I'm going to be like,
they're going to be like, we want you to go on this like pool date. And I'm going to show up in a giant t-shirt with a bikini outline. You know those like from your vacations where it was like the outline of a girl in a bikini. That's what I would wear in the pool.
If you did that, do you know that you'd be the hero of America? That you'd be, you, everyone would be talking about you and their love for you the next day.
Here's the thing, the I can guarantee if I ever were on anything, like also we talk about like, Matt becoming the Bachelor freaks me out
because basically like Tyler brought him on as if I would bring you on. Mm-hmm.
And then they're suddenly like, you're great. We're going to make you the Bachelorette. And I'd be like, I'm sorry. You don't know enough details. This is not good for anybody involved. And I would just be like, I would just have a panic attack when all these men come up and I'd be like, what time were you born? Can I look up your zodiac signs? Like, their moms would be like, abort, abort. Or it'd be like, how do you feel about like going to Costco on a Monday? Like, I would just be the worst. But like, also, if anybody, I've always said this, if anyone ever wanted me to be in a bathing suit, I would immediately put like one of those giant t-shirts on that have like the outline of a girl in a bikini, and then I would just like go underwater with goggles and be like, do you want to play mermaids?
And you are Tina Belcher again.
We are going to end this podcast with Lizzie explaining why she just made the Costco reference. It's because her parents go on dates to Costco.
Oh no, okay, two things. One, my mom and dad are the most adorable and they go on Costco dates. My mom goes to Costco like at least once or twice a week, and they have now in the pandemic gotten pizza at Costco and then eat it in the car together because they're so cute. And my dad's obsessed with her. So ultimately, I'm just trying to find somebody who's obsessed with me that I'm not grossed out by, which is ultimately what we've all said about each other. And I hope all of you find somebody like that because that's the only key to life. Number two, the other thing I really do get within, I've just been really saving this. Fan cams. Have you guys seen them? There are these cameras that are these cameras. Jesus Christ. Somebody. There are these like what people who are obsessed with people the way that we used to be obsessed with the Jonas Brothers. Then edit like all these other video clips of them to like really great music. And they call them fan cams. So like K-pop started them.
I love fan cams.
I just am so annoyed that they were not around when we were like going through our obsession phase. Because
it's called
montages.
I actually bought DVDs off eBay of Constantine montages, which is the modern day fan cam. It was Enrique Iglesias. Actually, what was that song? Addicted by Enrique Iglesias with all photos of Constantine. So,
but the
I
thing
know
is, it's
is.
Like these girls. They edit all of these like videos together to like Taylor Swift's like Cruel Summer, and you're like, what the I'm very hot. I'm very turned on by this. If I had had this during my Jonas Brothers heyday, I would have been even more insane.
Yeah,
I cannot believe we don't have them. I'm gonna show Ashley.
It's a frenzy.
It's a frenzy.
There's Leonardo DiCaprio in 1997.
Is it like the Leo thing that Becca sent us the other day?
A little bit, yes, but it's also like to something else. Yes, it's like that, but it's also then like a bunch of like random clips. Like the way that we used to be like, watch this at 30 seconds, watch this at this. Like I love the way that Nick takes off his sunglasses being a 14-year-old kid. Like, so weird. Like all of those things combined into one to the songs that we used to think in our brain to like – in our brain, imagine being like, imagine if all of the clips that we love were together with like this song. They make that because all of these like K-pop stans do that all the time. And then they make all of them for all of these like very obscure celebrities. Let me tell you.
I know.
Very obscure. Very obscure. Oh, okay then.
That's a part two.
All right. That is a part two. All right. Until that part two,
Ashley,
signing
yours?
Off. This
Wait,
is Ashley.
You have one?
What?
Didn't you have an I don't get it that you wanted to talk about?
I already
about?
Talked about it.
Dogs.
No. You said you wanted to end it on something.
I talked about how I love Hugh Grant and how he's an
I do get it.
Hugh
Grant. Okay, very good.
Honestly, if you've listened this long, please comment in the Facebook group Hugh Grant
just
because
say
then we'll
Hugh
know.
Grant.
Just Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
Hugh
that's
Grant.
It.
That's
that's
the code
it.
Word. That's the password for this episode.
Because that's how we know you're diehards, ride or dies.
Bye, all guys. Right. Love you.
Thank you, you so
See
much
ya.
For listening. Bye.
Thanks for having me. I'll probably be back in like a year. Bye.
If you want to be the most interesting person at the cocktail party, well, hop on over and listen to the Brain Candy Podcast.
Our award-winning content will have you laughing whilst you're learning.
We read all the best articles, books, and studies and keep up with new TV shows, documentaries, and pop culture, then cram it all into two shows a week.
Conspiracy theories, cannibal rabbits, unsolved mysteries, the history of the Walkman. There's something for everyone.
The Brain Candy Podcast. Find our link in the show notes.
Or simply search for the Brain Candy Podcast on your podcast app.
I don't get it.
Podcast.